Of course, the transition from dictatorship to freedom and democracy is not an easy one, because people are used to certain level of control. And when they are not under that control, of course, sometimes can be abused. And this is understandable. I call it democracy in training.
People are worried, though, about what they perceive as a lack of control, lack of law and order here in Libya.
There's certain level of lack of control, definitely. And the reason for that, because, again, when you're coming from a militant and armed revolution, and you try to move from there into a civilized society where arms are out and people are engaged in the everyday life with the new freedoms, clearly they feel that there is something missing there. And also at the same time, because really if you look at the institutions which can enforce the laws in the country, they are broken. Because before, there is the fear of the government. And also at the same time, they have no rights whatsoever. Now it is very different. And of course, because we are building from scratch a police force, we are building from scratch a military, and it will take some time to be able to do that.
You talk about this new hands-off, gentle approach to government. But on the other hand, we're hearing these reports of torture in detention, summary executions without judicial process, and Amnesty International is saying that you're not taking control of the situation.
Clearly, there are some violations. They are not at the level that the media is talking about. It's very limited. The prisons themselves, they are not fit for animals, not human beings.
But we're not talking about unsanitary conditions in prisons here. We're talking about prisoners being beaten, whipped with chains, electrocuted, suspended in contorted positions.
But again, that's very, very, it's very limited. I haven't seen any of those, but
I have.
You have?
Yeah, I have.
How many?
Well, I saw at least one man. Who died as a result of that.
I'm not saying that does not exist. I mean, I have to be clear. That does exist. But I think it is very limited.
But why can't you take control of the militias who are carrying out these abuses?
Of course, we cannot take control of them in every moment of the day. Those young people who have made the revolution, I mean, clearly right now we are depending on them to help us to secure the country. While we are building the other institutions, they can be able to secure the country.